Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. British singer-songwriter Arlo Parks released her debut single, Cola, in 2018 to widespread acclaim. It's since gotten 16 million streams on Spotify, and its creator has been an exciting artist to watch. In the last couple of years, she's continued to release singles and EPs to critical acclaim, turned musicians like Claro, Phoebe Bridgers, and Hayley Williams into fans and collaborators, and made it onto a playlist from Michelle Obama. In the fall of 2020, she finally announced her debut album, Collapsed in Sunbeams, and released this single, Green Eyes. Collapsed in Sunbeams dropped on Friday and features that track along with other breezy beats and messages of encouragement through heartache, alongside forays into emotional darkness. NME gives it 5 stars, labeling it a, quote, quietly subversive pop record. The Guardian calls it silky and sublime, gorgeous debut album. Arlo Parks joins me now for an All of It listening party. Hi, Arlo.
Hello. Hey, how are you doing?
I'm well. So when someone puts on this record and nestles in and gets ready to hear some music, the first title track is Spoken Word. And I know you started in poetry before getting into music. Did the lyrics on this album start out as poems, or are your lyrics something different, or is it both?
So all the lyrics on this album started off as poems. I think that that's just kind of the way that I first started writing, so it feels comfortable and familiar to me. So usually I'll just write for maybe 10 minutes and then I'll mold that into a poem and then I'll mold that into lyrics. So it's all very much rooted in poetry.
And over the weekend on Instagram, you shared a screenshot of a poem that inspired the song Hope on this album. How did the song come out of the poem?
Yeah, so I mean, I think for me, in particular with that song, I was just thinking about the idea of looking at pain, I guess, in a way that was unflinching, but then also having that desire to show how one can rise up out of that and the possibility for joy in the future. And in that poem, I was kind of talking about witnessing a friend going through a difficult time, and I wanted to almost write a song that was a response to that and to say, you know, that things will get better in the end and that there's always some future moment of happiness to look forward to.
On the lyric sheet for this album that we received, the title track Hope is Espoir, which is French for hope. And your mom is from Paris, and you said the two of you sometimes like to speak to each other in French. Do you write poetries or songs in French?
I only speak French to my mum, and I've always wanted to sing in French. I feel like maybe I need to read a few more books or a few more poems in French, because there's that difference between being conversational and, you know, being like, you know, do you need help with dinner, and like, you know, trying to create something that's metaphorical and poetic. But it's something that I definitely want to explore.
Well, let's take a listen to Hope from Arlo Parks.
Mary tried to talk the pleasure back into being alive, reminiscing about the apricots and blunts on Peck and Rye. Ashamed of being locked into bed.
That's Hope from Collapsed in Sunbeams by Arlo Parks. She's my guest for the rest of the hour. I read in an interview, or I saw you say in an interview, I want one more question about mom, that your mom told you she wanted you to write a song, at least one song that she could dance around the kitchen to.
Yeah.
I'm curious, you know, how has your relationship with your mom shaped your career and your music writing?
Yeah, I mean, I think the beautiful thing about my mum is that she's always just been like completely invested in making me happy and in what makes me happy. And I remember being 7 or 8 years old and just writing all these short stories about like running away to Australia and like being a spy. And she was always like, keep doing this. Like, these are pretty good, even though they probably weren't. And like having that support, you know, like from then up until now has definitely been beautiful. And it's been nice to be, I guess, like spending more time with her as I make the record, and kind of we're both seeing my dreams come true, which is special.
I was watching an interview with you and it was funny because this one line kept coming up over and over. You would say, oh, I wrote that in an Airbnb. Oh, I wrote that one in an Airbnb. Is that normal for you to go somewhere and write, or was it just happenstance that you were somewhere in an Airbnb and felt the need to write?
I've just always loved writing in apartments and Airbnbs. I feel like there's a sense of comfort that comes with it. And the fact that you also like never come back, I like the idea of having this world that you immerse yourself in for 2 weeks or so. And it just feels super inspiring to me in some way.
My guest is Arlo Parks. We're talking about her album, Collapsed in Sunbeams, having an All of It listening party. There are a few songs in the album that have names, very specific names, Caroline and Eugene. Are these people who are fictions, or are they pulled from your own life?
Yeah, these are all real people. I mean, there have been a few instances where I've changed the names just for like aesthetic reasons, but I struggle to write about abstract things. Everything I write about is either something I've lived or something that I've witnessed.
Let's listen to one of those proper noun songs. This is Caroline, which came from an actual argument you overheard. As you were listening in, what made you think, oh, that's a song?
I think that it was just like the explosiveness of the argument and the fact that it kind of started from nothing, seemingly. And I guess I just had my notebook to hand and I was just wondering, like, how did this happen? How did they get there?
This is Caroline by Arlo Parks.
I was waiting for the bus one day. Watched a fight between a Aussie couple escalate. Strawberry cheeks flushed with defeated rage. Then he spilled his coffee as he frantically explained. Maybe if you took a breath, you would hear me when I talk to you. Threw her necklace in his face, eyes so bright with disappointment. I saw something inside her break. Everybody knows the feeling. Suddenly he started screaming.
That's Caroline from Collapsed in Sunbeams. My guest is Arlo Parks. So the production on the album is just, it's gorgeous and it's lush. You, I believe, produced it at Church Studios?
Yeah, so I mean, some of it, actually most of it was recorded in the Airbnbs that I was talking about before. And then two of the songs, Portrait 400 and Too Good, were, yeah, in Church Studios with Paul Epworth.
What's special about Church Studios?
I feel like there's just magic in the walls. Like when you think about all the people that have recorded there, there's just this energy when you walk in, and it's just like there are these massive high ceilings and there are just instruments everywhere. And I think it brought me back to this very childlike state of creating where I was just running around and like bashing on synths and just like doing things that felt good. And I think that's what was so electrifying about making music there.
Now, if someone gets this recording, you've released a deluxe version of the album, which features sort of lo-fi versions of some of the singles and album tracks, plus covers of Frank Ocean, Phoebe Bridgers. Where do the lo-fi songs come from?
I mean, that's something I started off doing when I was very young. I think I was 16 or 17, maybe. And I've just always been, I guess, a music lover before a music maker. And I just always love stripping down songs that mean a lot to me and just kind of letting the lyrics shine through. So it was something that I just did for fun, and I have done for a few years. And I think it gave a little intimate tinge to the record.
My guest is Arlo Parks. The name of the new record is Collapsed in Sunbeams. So the song Black Dog has this line, and it jumped right out at me, and I think a lot of people, it's got a reference to the lead singer of The Cure, Robert Smith.
Mm-hmm.
People are pulling that out as a favorite line. There's another line that people seem to really like that is, it's so cruel what your mind can do for no reason. What has the reaction to this particular song been like?
I mean, it's been surreal, honestly. I mean, it came out during a time, especially, I mean, particularly in the UK where I am, where everybody was inside. People were feeling quite low and confused and lost. And I was getting this influx of messages from people saying, like, this is really helping me heal. This is saving me a little bit. And that was really beautiful to behold.
Let's take a listen. This is Black Dog from Arlo Parks.
Lick the grief right off your lips. You do your eyes like Robert Smith.
As we mentioned, you recorded some at an Airbnb where your producer Luca was staying. You also recorded at church, to use a couple of those at this sort of famous studio. And then some, I guess, were recorded in your bedroom. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, a few of the songs started off as demos in my bedroom, for sure. That was Portrait 400 and Bluish started off there. And all of the lyrics, I mean, were pretty much written from my bedroom. That's kind of been where I've made music since I was 15 or so. And I think it was important to carry a little bit of that element into the record. I wanted it to feel completely me, and I wanted it to almost be a document of my coming of age and my process of making music from then till now.
As you're thinking about the music you're making, it's uniquely your own, but obviously we all take in from other people and other places. When you think about people who have really influenced how you think about music, who are a few of those folks?
Yeah, so I would say Sufjan Stevens, Radiohead, Parliament Funkadelic, Portishead, Can. I feel like I just have quite a broad range of tastes, and I think that you can honestly take something from music from every genre. I think that's the beauty of it.
On the last track, there's this great line where you sing about making rainbows out of something painful. How does music help you do that?
I think that for me, I mean, from when I started making music till now, there's always been a sense of using music as a way to work through things, as a way to process things. And once you kind of process those feelings, then you feel a little bit lighter within yourself, and then to then share it and see it take on meaning and help all these people from around the world. I think that's where the rainbows start forming, I guess. Yeah.
We're going to go out on one more song, Eugene, and it's a specific kind of heartbreak story about loving a friend who doesn't love you the same way and working through those feelings. And at the moment, it's the only song of yours that's been streamed more on Spotify than that your single Cola. What do you take away from the response you've gotten to this song?
I think the main thing I've taken away is probably the fact that you know, music can take on a million different meanings for a million different people. You know, I wrote this song about a very specific experience that I had, and people have been coming to me saying, oh, it reminds me of this situation, that situation. And I think that it just has shown me how powerful music is as a tool for connection.
It's a wonderful record. It's called Collapsed in Sunbeams by Arlo Parks. Arlo, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's go out on Eugene from Arlo Parks.
We've been best buds since 13. I hold your head back when you're too lean. I hold the Taco Bell and you cry over Eugene. He was mean. He was mean. Hey, I know I've been a little bit off, and that's my mistake. I kind of fell half in love, and you're to blame. I guess I just forgot that we've been mates since day. Yeah, I don't know what to say. Hey,
at Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.